Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello there and happy weekend. Welcome to the weekend. Frank Rush here at Focus on Community. It's good to have you along. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about where is a good place for your pets. Now, I'm going to get a little bit more exact as to what I mean by that coming up here in just a second. But first off, though, Andrea Harvey joins us today with Safewise. Andrea, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. So tell us, Safewise, what is that you guys do? Who are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, we're a team out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and we focus a lot on safety. We do a lot of studies every year, including the safest cities in America and safest states for pets, you know, all sorts of different safety rankings. And we do these reports so that we can advocate for safety and help people learn how to protect their home and protect their families.
And this is something you guys have been at for a while. You just didn't start doing this yesterday. You've been doing this for quite a while now, right?
Yep. We've been doing safety reports like this for about, I think, a little over 10 years now. This Safest States for Pets report, particularly, I believe, is about 3 to 5 years. So we do it every year.
Well, we talk about this. It's the most and least pet-friendly states for 2020. How did you guys go about conducting the research for this? What did you do?
So what we did is we looked at animal protection laws in every state. We also looked at pet population. We looked at the percentage of available pet-friendly housing for renters. All sorts of different rankings like that.
And for best states when it comes to pets, our area here, Indiana and Illinois, did quite well when it comes to best states for pets, right?
Yes, it did. Let's see. Illinois ranks number 2 and Indiana ranks number 8. So that's definitely really high.
Was there anything in particular that stood out when you went through this, you know, this research that really made Indiana and Illinois look better than the rest?
Yeah, a couple things. So one of the big things about Illinois was that they had a 35% of available rentals that are pet friendly. And the highest that we saw among all the states was 57%. So 35 is pretty high. That's about the fourth highest for the state. And then Indiana was 26%, which is also pretty high.
Yeah, Illinois only was beaten out by Washington as far as, because they were the number one state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Now, as far as Indiana goes, what else did we do that made us look good?
Well, we saw that 69% of households own pets in Indiana. That the highest is 72 in Wyoming. The laws, there are a lot of laws in place to protect animals. For example, felony provisions for cruelty, neglect, fighting, abuse, stuff like that. Legal mechanisms for pre-conviction, for a lot of legal jargon here. But basically, there are a lot of different laws in place on a state level that are meant to protect animals and prevent abuse and criminalize animal abuse.
Now, when you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, they also have, even though we didn't include this in the ranking factor, for puppy mills, they do require... licensing and inspections as well.
Yeah, that's something that's really been a concern. I know here locally we've had big crackdowns over the past 10 years or so when they come across a puppy mill or a hoarding situation. There's a lot of repercussions for that. And I guess maybe since we're 8th on the list, Illinois is number 2, I guess when you take a look at that, out of 50 states, we're pretty high. I'm guessing there's a lot of states that don't have those kind of protections.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I was actually just looking at this ranking from Best Friends Animal Society. They put this out every year. Puppy mills. Whoops, now I can't find it. But puppy mills, there are most of the states actually don't require any sort of like licensing or inspections or anything like that. And there are over 2 million puppies that are sold every year. And meanwhile, you know, a large percentage of dogs and shelters that are being euthanized. So that's a really important one there.
Well, like we said, for best in the country, Illinois coming in second. Indiana was eighth on your list. Washington was first. Pennsylvania, Oregon, Florida, California, Vermont, Tennessee, Maine rank kind of rounding out the top 10. Let's go to the other side of the coin. When it comes to worst in the nation, number one for worst when it comes to pets, not a title you want to have, that goes to New Mexico.
No. Yep. New Mexico had, let's see, I look at my, New Mexico. Yeah, they don't have, they have a really low percentage of available pet friendly housing. So that's 10%. So that's really tough too when, you know, you get a pet and you can't find anywhere to live. Because none of the places, especially if you're a renter, none of the apartments are accepting pets. As far as pet population, let's see, the about 60%. Oh, they're actually pretty in the mid-tier for that. But, you know, laws, they don't have very many laws in place protecting animals across the board. Just, yeah, not as friendly and not a good state to live in if you have a pet.
What are some of the other states that are kind of down on the low end of the list here?
Let's see. Some of the other low ones were South Carolina, Wyoming, Montana, New Jersey, Iowa, Kentucky, Georgia. Those were kind of the bottom 10.
So what do you guys think that people ought to do to try to get, well, I mean, obviously we feel pretty good because here at Indiana, Illinois, we're pretty high on the list. So we feel kind of good about ourselves. But for the low guys, what should they do to raise their ranking a little bit?
Well, put in more laws in place to protect animals. That's a big one. You know, I mean, as a citizen there, what you can do is just try to, you know, elect politicians that are in favor of those laws and support your local animal shelters and animal advocacy organizations. Like, for example, Best Friends Animal Society. They're a big organization that helps to reduce the percentage of animals being killed and euthanized in shelters. You know, and you can donate to them too. And you can also do a lot of volunteering. For example, I actually have recently started fostering kittens. And that's another way that you can help your local shelters because, you know, they don't have people on staff all the time at all hours to give care to animals, you know, and encourage landlords to allow you to have pets there too. I think that there's kind of this thought that you can't really do anything to impact that. But, you know, you can talk to your landlord, explain, you know, why you need your pet, you know, that it's going to work in their favor if they are allowing pets in their properties. So that's another thing too.
Andrea Harvey with Safe Wives, our guests, they talk about their recent survey to find the most and least pet-friendly states here in America. Is there anything else on the survey that you guys came up with that I kind of missed out on here that maybe was an interesting takeaway that surprised you and some of the other folks doing the research?
Yeah. So one of the things we thought was really interesting was the way that COVID-19 has impacted animal adoptions. So in some cities across the country, adoptions have increased by as much as 90%. So with people staying at home, more social distancing, less time, you know, going out and, you know, going to bars and restaurants, et cetera, you have more time to stay at home. And a lot of people have thought this is a good opportunity to adopt a pet. So, but although adoptions have gone way up, the shelter intakes have gone down. And so what that means is that, you know, less people are outside finding these animals that are in need of help. And so, I don't know, we thought that was an interesting finding, just another reason to, you know, support your local shelters.
So would you guys forward this information on to different state legislators, politicians, to send it on to other people that might get something from this? Or do you basically count on us to get this info and send it to our representatives?
Yep, we're counting on you. We don't do much of that. We are just here to present the information to people. So we do a lot of the research, but less of the advocacy side, more of just, you know, presenting people with the facts.
There is a lot of good information here. And if folks want to go look this up for their own and read up on it, where do they go? Where do they find you guys at?
We're at safewise.com.
And of course, you've also got other research and other information there just besides the pet survey too, right?
Yep. We do a ton of different Safest Cities in America reports every year. We're actually about to put out our new one, which is the Safest Small Towns in America. That's being published today. And then we also have our Safest College Town, Safest Cities to Raise a Child, 100 Safest Cities in America. We do this big state of safety survey every year, and all those reports are based off of that.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to reading some of that information as well. Andrea Harvey is with SafeWise.com. That's where you can find them on the web. And they have a latest survey that's out right now talking about the best and most and least pet-friendly states. Indiana and Illinois, we got something to be proud of. We did okay on this. Andrea, we thank you for being with us today. That's a check of what's going on around the Valley this week on our Focus on Community. We'll see you again next weekend. And by the way, if you missed any part of today's program, you want to hear some more of it, all you have to do is just head on over to our website. We've got it posted for you there as a podcast.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.